Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is the commentary and analysis, critical analysis, of what's the point of self-improvement anyway. If you've never listened to this before, these commentaries are where I discuss the reasoning behind the article, the inspiration, and then I also discuss some of the critical feedback that I received. So this article was actually, it was very straightforward, and it's funny because this was this idea, this principal idea of like the paradox of self-improvement, the fact that the whole point of self-improvement is reaching a point where you don't have to improve yourself anymore. This is an idea that it originated in the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. But at some point, it didn't really fit. It got a little bit too wonky, or it was a little bit of a tangent for the book. So it kind of just got put on the shelf. And the way I wrote about it in the book was I wrote about it very poorly. So I just never used it on the blog. But what inspired this one was I asked site members for questions to do an AMA video. And it was surprising how many people asked about self-help stuff, like being addicted to self-help stuff, or when to stop, or how do they know the difference between like what's good self-help and what's bad self-help, and when they should know if they're just good, things are good enough and they should just be grateful, and et cetera, et cetera. There was probably a dozen different people that asked this question. And so to me, that was kind of a signal of like, hey, this is something that's pretty salient for a lot of these people's lives, and it's worth pulling this old idea out and going into it in some detail. So that was the impetus of the article, and a lot of the article traces pretty closely with my answer on the video, although the article goes into some more depth. What's interesting about this is it definitely rubbed some people the wrong way. I got a lot of defensive emails and critical emails, but the funny thing was is it wasn't around the central premise of the article. It was basically a bunch of people emailing kind of being like, hey, I don't really agree with this completely. You should change this word to this word, and this description doesn't totally fit. You know, it was a bunch of like very small nitpicky stuff, which I found very interesting, because generally if people disagree with an article, it's like they disagree with the entire premise, or they disagree with the entire argument. And this was an article where people agreed with the premise and with the argument. They just really didn't like how I characterized it or how I wrote about it. And this may make me sound like an asshole, but my interpretation of that is generally like I hit close to home. You know, like I think if you think about things that you read and you just flat out disagree with, you think the person's wrong, you don't struggle to find why you think the person's wrong. In my experience, whenever I read something and it makes me really uncomfortable and a little bit upset, but I struggle to enunciate why and like figure out what I don't like about the piece, I think in down the road, I usually discover it's because that article like kind of touched a nerve or touched like an insecurity that I'm dealing with. So I'm not saying all these people are insecure. Like with that said, like there definitely were, I could have done the article better. I think this more than most articles I've done was a little bit ham-fisted. The main complaint that I kind of agree with is some people said that I should have focused more, like there should have been a third category of self-help users, which is, I guess you would call them the hobbyists, which are people that have a healthy relationship with self-help, but as a hobby. Like they enjoy reading the books, they enjoy going to the seminars, they enjoy seeing their life get better, and it's just a simple pleasure, the same kind of pleasure that they throw around a football or, you know, go to the gym or whatever. I mentioned these people in passing, but I didn't really give them enough credit or enough due. And so I think a number of the people were a little bit chafed by the piece were those people who are like, wait a second, like, I feel in control with my relationship with self-help, but this article makes it sound like I'm a total asshole, or I'm addicted, or I'm like compulsive. So that I agree with. And, you know, I would maybe expand, add a paragraph or something, giving those people more credit. But other than that, I mean, I do think that this is, even if it's caricatured a bit, it's an accurate summary of how a lot of people in self-help are, what the categories that they fall into. So I stand by that, the central premise, but I agree the execution could have been a little bit better.